I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. I can neutralize your evidence. It's a paradox on its own. If God exists and is eternal, why can't anything else be eternal?
Will you change your mind if we work this issue out?
We can't come to an agreement on this.
You say, can there be a being who has superior intelligence like an alien?
Maybe we're playthings of higher beings or technologies. The creator of a brick is an architect. The creator of an architect is a creator. What about his creator? This is the question.
I presented you with dozens of evidence. You can't even disprove one of them.
Yeah, but I don't think you can disprove one of mine either.
Which one?
Now you have disproved.
Are you saying it's okay for us to post this video on YouTube?
It's okay, no problem.
What do you believe in?
I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. If I remember correctly, I was a Muslim since I grew up in a Muslim family until the sixth grade. I had a religion and ethics teacher in the sixth grade. I got to know him. He was a teacher that I liked. Our teacher made us read the translation of the Quran in the lessons. Let's say we have a class on Monday. He would say, "Children, read these parts in the evening." After reading for a while, I realized that what's said and done are two different things. I mean, the things that people did. Then I let it go. I've come to think like this using logic too. I'll tell you that much.
Does it make sense to hold the book responsible for people's mistakes? If you think about it, a doctor can deliberately cut people in the operating room, but no one will criticize the medicine book or hate medicine, right?
Right. You're absolutely right. But here's the thing. I thought that there was something wrong with what people were doing. So I started looking into the views of the opposition. When I compared the views of the opposition and the things that are happening, I started to think that the opposition is more correct. People's actions encouraged me to think against them.
Are you saying you searched the Quran and reviewed the opposing views then?
Yeah, but I have to say, I can't say that I've read the Quran 100% because I have not.
Even if you read the Quran 100%, what you understand from the translation counts as personal remarks. Why? If you bring the Quran and give it to 2 billion Muslims, 2 billion different ideas can emerge, right?
Yeah, sure.
You understand something from the translation. However, if we look at the Holy Quran, it descended over 23 years, and some verses descended for specific events. We need to know those verses. We need to know about those events, etc. We need to get to the bottom of those events. In other words, we actually need to look at tafsir. Otherwise, what we understand from the Quran does not make any sense, right?
Yeah, right.
Then, what really happened which made you say that there is no God? Can you give me one piece of evidence that there is no God?
I can neutralize your evidence on God's existence. For example, God has always existed. He is eternal. Let's assume God is eternal. Then my belief for the universe is that it is eternal too. The universe is created. The universe has always been there. It's a paradox on its own. If God exists and is eternal, why can't others be eternal?
You're basically saying that this issue is confusing for you. So if we work this out, will you change your mind? Will you turn back?
We can't work this out.
If we do, will you change your mind? I'm asking you sincerely.
Maybe, if we work it out using logic.
Then maybe okay. We must know the difference between the ruler and the ruled. For example, when we look at this building, it is made of bricks, right? The bricks are like the ones being ruled here. Why? Because the bricks couldn't have made this building. There's an architect who is the ruler of them all, right?
Right.
This is the basic logical rule here. The bricks are ruled. They can't build a structure themselves. They can't be ruler and ruled at the same time. So there's a ruler other than them. I mean an architect. He controlled all of them and built the building. So the ruled can't build a structure on their own. Likewise, both the physical universe and matter were created afterwards. This is what the Big Bang tells us. And if we don't look at the Big Bang, when we look at the matter, we see that it is ruled. Because it has neither willpower nor life. It neither has knowledge nor any power, right? Do atoms have any of these?
No.
The atoms don't have any of these, so they're ruled just like the bricks. We said the ruled couldn't have done this by themselves. A ruler must do it. Just like atoms are ruled in this universe, there must be a ruler who creates matter from nothing. In other words, there must be a ruler who is free of matter that can perform these actions. Since there is no knowledge, no willpower, no power, no life in the brick, there needs to be someone who builds this building. Someone with willpower who uses those bricks. To be precise, I am saying a creator is needed to create atoms from nothing and constantly control and build them, just like the architect example. So the matter is ruled. A creator who is a ruler is required.
Let's say there are creatures very different from us. Maybe they are humanoid or they look like animals. There's a different kind of life form. And they have high-end technology, okay? We can call them creator, master, etc. And we can believe in them.
You say, could there be a being who has superior intelligence, like an alien?
I'm making it up for argument's sake. Maybe we're playthings of higher beings or technologies.
We do not argue a case without evidence. There's got to be at least one piece of evidence so we can reason by using it. If I said the sun will not rise tomorrow, would you panic right now?
I won't, because I won't believe it.
I know, right? Why? Because there's no evidence. Just like that, when you say, maybe we are created by these kinds of beings, I mean, anybody can say anything. Someone might say, I'm a being that lives on a turtle. We all do. Is there any evidence? Someone might say, I'm a being that lives on an ant. I mean, anybody can say anything. A case cannot be argued without any evidence. And what we really understand is this. As we said before, we need a ruler who will reveal the ruled. Let's take a look at his attributes. First, he must have knowledge so that he creates us. Can he do such a thing without willpower? He can't. He can't do it if he doesn't have power or life either. I mean, whoever he is, he needs to have four attributes. If you say, couldn't it be aliens? Now, there has to be someone beyond the physical universe. He has to be free of matter. Why is that? The one who builds a clock is not the same kind. The one who creates matter cannot be made of matter. The artist does not look like his art. Does a man look like his painting? Similarly, does a carpenter look like a table he built? There must be a creator free of matter. You said, could it be an alien? When you think of an alien, you still feel inside the universe's boundaries. So someone else must have knowledge, willpower, power, and life. So this kind of logic doesn't make sense either.
I think the examples you gave are too concrete. We accept it as an abstract entity no matter how abstract we think of it. I accept it that way. You're making an abstract entity to do something concrete.
Reason and logic make us accept it. For example, do you have willpower? Did you come here of your own free will?
Yeah.
Can you show me the willpower physically?
No, I can't.
I can know the existence of things clearly that do not have any physical form. I mean, why would I ignore my intelligence? Because my intelligence provides me with pieces of evidence as a result of my investigation. A ruled requires a ruler. There must be one. A universe of atoms, a ruled entity, must have a being who rules over them and creates them with his willpower. Around 350,000 people are born every day. The ruled atoms are created and combined by the ruler. I mean, I see it all the time. My mind always supplies me with new opportunities. Then why should I limit myself?
When we limit ourselves, we begin to accept. And once we accept, that is the end of it. But if you do not accept, there are many possibilities behind it. The creator of a brick is an architect. The creator of the architect is a creator. Well, his creator. This is the question.
Let's deal with this issue, shall we? I'm ready to answer whatever you ask, God willing. Imagine I have a glass of water in my hand. Does the sea get wet when I pour this water into it? Or does it get wet when I take the water from the sea and pour it into the water in the glass?
That's an interesting question.
Why exactly? It can't happen since making something wet is an attribute of water, right? Water doesn't get wet.
It makes other things wet.
Water makes dry things wet. If I pour a glass of water on you, your body will get wet. But when I pour water into another body of water, it doesn't get wet. Why? Water is already wet. It is not affected by the outside, right?
Yeah.
We call this an essential attribute. Since your body is dry, water can affect it from the outside. Since the wetness of water is its essential attribute, it can be affected from the outside. Just like this example, the existence of God is inherent. The act of creating is also inherent in God. Now, we said water wets dry things. Wetness affects things from the outside, but it does not get affected by itself. The existence of God is inherent. His creation is inherent. Now, when I look at the essential and extraneous attributes of water, similar to the water example, I can see that God is not affected by the outside. You can think of it this way. The concepts of time and space started to exist with the creation of the universe. What is the concept of time? It's a concept that coexists with the universe, right?
Yeah.
If I made this watch, there are two issues here. First, I exist before this watch. Second, I am not subject to the rules of this watch. There are different rules inside the watch. Likewise, God has created the universe. If he created the universe, he must exist before the universe. He's not subject to the rules of time and space of the universe. So there's no concept of time for the creator, for God. Asking about the God free of time, who created him, is not logical because you subject him to the constraints of time. For the God who created matter, there is no time and no past. He is eternal. He is always there because there is no time concept for him. If there is no time, there is no beginning. No beginning, no before.
As technology advances, the knowledge we learn changes all the time. 100 years ago, a man was like, I am a theist. I believe in God, whatever happens. If this man received current information, he would say, oh, this is how it happened.
For example, what happened? I disagree with what you say. You say as time passes, the information we receive accumulates, the absence of a creator will be found eventually. Quite the opposite. As time goes on, I examine the structure of matter more and more. As I investigate the matter, I reach the existence of a creator in the same way. Why? Because I've examined the matter. I've looked at the atom, and I've looked at subatomic particles. I've looked at the electrons and protons. I've looked further. I've even looked at the quarks. In other words, our research continues up to the tiniest particle or even to the essence of the matter. But no matter how much I investigate, they have no knowledge, no willpower, no power, and no signs of life. I can say as I investigate, I see the existence of a being who has these attributes. Let the technology advance as much as it can. Let the science progress as much as it can. These are not pieces of evidence for the absence of a creator. On the contrary, they start to offer us pieces of evidence on how a creator made the universe. If we investigate the DNA, we see four bases, right?
Exactly.
Yes, adenine, thymine, guanine, cytosine, right? Now, I said science, as the science progresses, it actually leads to God, the creator. Why? I found four bases. Let's have a look inside them. These bases also consist of four elements: carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. When I consider these elements, I don't see any attribute in these that can form you, a tree or a peacock egg. If you say they can, then you must show me too. Your science is supposed to tell me, like you said, now it's providing results. On the contrary, no matter how much I investigate, they don't have any abilities or attributes. I see thousands of evidence every second, so there must be a ruler who controls the ruled atoms, who has mastery over them.
I don't know. This is a question unanswered. It doesn't make sense. You know, you look at a tree, you examine it, but maybe you don't question it enough. I'm not saying I know anything right now, I'm just providing you with my guess. You're asking questions, that's okay. You couldn't find anything. Then there is a God, a creator.
It's not that I couldn't find it. I found it. A tree has no knowledge to control itself. Did we find it?
We found it for now.
No willpower. Did we find this?
Yeah, for the moment.
It won't change now. Why? I said that it is one of the rule. Wouldn't it make more sense for atoms to do this if atoms have willpower? Is everything formed by atoms?
Yes.
Are you made up of atoms?
Yes.
And I say, dude, if atoms had willpower, like you said, what would they do by themselves? They would come together. They would decide and manage a system. They would take over the universe. But when I look at the atoms, they're ruled and are working within an order. They are not confused. They continue to operate within the same system. If they had their own will, this would be a paradox. Why? They can't be ruler and ruled at the same time. In other words, bricks can't build this building. Why? Because one brick can't rule all bricks. It can't rule by saying, you guys stay here, you go there. This building can't stand together by taking orders from all of them simultaneously, and this system can't be constructed. Why? There is a contradiction between being a ruler and being ruled simultaneously, so all the bricks are ruled. Apart from these, an architect, or as we called it, a ruler, is necessary. There can be no willpower in atoms too. This is a contradiction. An atom can't be a ruler to all atoms and be ruled simultaneously. It can't say, come on guys, we're forming bodies. Come on guys, we're going to build an eye. Come on guys, we're going to build ears. Because how will an atom both give and take orders at the same time? I've presented you with dozens of evidence. You can't neutralize even one of them, right?
Yeah, but I don't think you can neutralize one of mine either.
Dude, which one did we not neutralize?
Well, you do now, but science is constantly changing. It changes every day.
For example, this camera zooms into us. As the camera improves, the zoom improves, right? I mean, these advancements only improve the physical closeness to the matter. Since the issues we're talking about are related to the attributes of the matter, zooming into something incapable of showing these attributes and saying science will find this in the future will never be related to the absence of a creator. Because science only studies the motion of matter. What we can do is to interpret. It is the interpretation that we derive from the motion of the matter. So science will never work anything out about this issue. I will tell us the motion of matter and we will derive from it. How was it, this conversation? Were we able to clear any of your doubts? Is there any progress at least?
If God was 0% before we spoke, he's like 2% now.
You're saying it's up to 2%. It was a good interview.
You are friendly and respectful. Let's shake hands.
Thank you. It was good. You can contact us again anytime. We're ready to help you with your research. Take care of yourself.
See you later.
Thank you.
Hello brothers and sisters, and thank you for watching the video. If you want to take a look at more of our videos like this, you can check the playlists we created specifically for you on the right, or you can check out our latest videos on the left. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel so that we can reach and benefit more people. See you.